بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. مشہور و معروف کلام و بلا و شیخ عارف بلّہ شیخ اول رومی وقت حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکزہ و حضرت کا کلام. میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں، میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں. سیوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن، سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن، وجود آہ کے کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل، نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل، میرے بحر غم کا کنارا نہیں ہے، میرے بحر غم کا کنارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. کوئی کشتی غم کہنا خدا بھی، کوئی کشتی غم کہنا خدا بھی، میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے، میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے، یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے، نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے، نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے. سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن، سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن، بجز آہ کے کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The first time I'm trying to translate, Allah made it easy for me. Arabic term called Rajman bil Ghaib means shooting in the dark. I shouldn't be on that people, inshallah. میری موج غم ہے سہارا نہیں ہے. This ocean of love, that there is no end of the support of it does not end. سوائے تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے. That besides you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no other support. Each one of us, we have to have a support. In this world, our support, we have our fathers, our mothers. But our true support is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we read, حَسْبِي اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. That if a person ponders over that meaning, then he will come to know that Allah is the one who will take total control of our affairs. سوائے تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. Besides you, Allah, there is no one for us. من كان لله كان الله له. Whoever becomes Allah, Allah becomes his. So we just have to play our part. Just like when a person, example, a person goes to the airport, now he wants to board his flight, then he sees those doors that are closed, those doors that are automated doors that are closed. Now you think, how am I going to now enter the airport? It's closed. But he just now go forward, and automatically, inshallah, once he goes there, those will automatically open, inshallah. So once we become Allah's, Allah becomes ours, inshallah. Samandar ka sahil, paharo ka daman. Here in the ocean, you will find there is a shore. And paharo ka daman means the lap of the mountain. So I'm mistaken, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah wrote this ashar in reunion. And looking maybe at that scene where he's looking at the ocean, just like those waves that are going, and there is a shore, and then waves go back, and he comes all the time, and then at the foot of the mountain, what a beautiful scene must have been. Today we go to Cape Town, we look at the two seas that meet up, and then at the mountain, Table Mountain, etc. But here he's explaining that Samandar ka sahil, yeah, looking at the sea, there is a shore. And looking at the mountain like a lap, بَجُزْعَا كَيْ كُتْ سَحَارَ نَهِيَ. That, oh Allah, that besides you, that ah, بَجُزْعَا, that ah that comes out from the heart, there is no other support besides you. That is why the word Allah, the ha in the end, that ha, when the person wakes up at night, and now he wants to turn to Allah at the time of tahajjud, and he makes dhikr Allah, that ah, that or that Allah, that ha, that when a person takes it out, he takes it out from his heart, showing that, oh Allah, you are my support. You are the one who will fulfill my needs, inshaAllah. نئی ختم ہوتی ہے موج مسلسل. نئی ختم ہوتی ہے موج مسلسل. That this waves, it continues going all the time. It does not end. میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے. And this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't have any shore for it. Like how, you know, for example, in the sea there is a shore. But when it comes to the love for you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no end to it. There is no end to it. This wave of love is continuing all the time. Koi kashti gham ka hai na khuda bhi. That in the ship of love, then there is someone to guide me. For example, in our times, the Shaykh. And the Shaykh is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires the Shaykh to guide the Muridin. Mentioned once that every person, when he travels by car and he goes to a foreign place, then he normally carries his GPS. We also have to have a GPS. And what is the GPS? A good pious Shaykh. Or in our times, a genuine pious Shaykh. And we just plug it into the cigarette hole, and then all the things comes on the screen, we punch in our details, and inshallah that will direct you. But that GPS is connected to satellite. So the Shaykh also is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire the Shaykh, and who will guide us, inshallah. And there also our Shaykh Zahra Barakat explained that 99% is perspiration of the murid, and 1% inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for the Shaykh to guide the murid, inshallah. Meri moj gham be sahara nahi hai. That this waves of love, that be sahara nahi hai. That there is no support besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not without any support. یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے. That oh Allah, whoever belongs to you, whoever is yours, the akhtar is also yours. نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے. And whoever is not yours, akhtar is not yours. In other words, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi is submitting that oh Allah, whoever belongs to you, whenever that you have love for, I am a part and parcel of that such people. And whoever is not part and parcel of that love that people don't have for you, oh Allah, I am not part and parcel of that.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Tere Aashiqon Mein Jeena Tere Aashiqon Mein Marna. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin تیری راہ سے گزرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا یہی عاشقوں کا سیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت یہی عاشقوں کا سیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گریا بکائے کبھی آہ سر سر جبرنا کبھی گریا بکائے کبھی آہ سر جبرنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
قوم جنا تیرے عاشقوں نے مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ دل پہ مرنا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ دل پہ مرنا یہ تیری عنایت ہے یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ یہ تیری عنایت ہے یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان نے توقع تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا میری جان نے توقع تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذب پنہا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نام ندامت تیرے سنگ دل پہ کرنا میرا نام ندامت تیرے سنگ دل پہ مر پہ کرنا میرا ہر خطا تیرونا ہے یہی میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا تیرونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری شان جلب ہے تیری بند پروری ہے تیری شان جلب ہے تیری بند پروری ہے میرے جان دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا میرے جان دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی
صحبة جميل كثيك أختا وسعاد يا هجينا وسعاد يا همرنا وسعاد يا هجينا وسعاد يا همرنا مر زندگیك میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ دل پہ مرنا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. It's very touching and beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib نور الله مرقده رحمة الله ورحمة واسعة. This was actually the first poem, if I'm not mistaken, that Hazrat Raj wrote in his life. And as Hazrat has said, and our honorable illustrious Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, the honorable illustrious son of our Dada Sheikh, was around in our country just recently. Hazrat just left last week. Hazrat said that my honorable illustrious father used to say that when it came to writing of poems, then I had no ustad. This was just inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the real blessing when we sit with open hearts. What real talab is, Allah, if just give me this word, is easy to say. But when we hear the Ahlullah, what desire they had, then myself, I'm not even zero, minus. We feel shy that how, where we will come in the line there. But Allah Ta'ala is so kind, you just love them, inshallah, and try and follow them. Allah will grant. So what talab they had, according to that talab and desire, when Allah Ta'ala opened the heart and Allah Ta'ala opened the tongue of our Dada Shaykh, what inspirations he gave. And as our honorable illustrious Shaykh explained, now that Hazrat has left the world, the way the meanings open up, and that is through the friends of Allah. We are far from even understanding the words, the meanings that open up. And as Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib Maddazul Ali explained, that in the poems, the meaning, or just to give the translation of the couplets, that might be easy. Hazrat, normally the shair, those that go after poetry, etc., their language is very high. In Hazrat's, these couplets, to us it's high, but this is very simple language. And Hazrat has put it in simple, but the actual meaning, what is the effect of the heart, as Hazrat used to say, that shairi hame madde nazar nahi, waridate dil likha karte. That I've got nothing to do with poetry. Like Allah Ta'ala says, وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. In this world you get people who do a special study, how to write poetry and how to write poems and entertain people. And you have these shayis also, these qawals, entertaining people. Allah says, that's God not. Allah says, all the people that are unmindful of Allah, they attend those gatherings. So these gatherings are not dead gatherings. This is not shayri, this is not entertainment. These are bayans. And how beautiful Hazrat has presented the bayans of the love of Allah, where better could be presented. And this poem, Allah Akbar, we can see the first poem, Allah has put so much qabuliyat in it, that every time you listen, it just touches your heart in a different way. So it's a sign of qabuliyat, and it is a sign. And in the first poem, Hazrat has taught us what is the crux, and what is the essence of our coming to a Shaykh. What is the essence of the tasawwuf? So Hazrat is explaining here in this poem so beautiful, Teri aashiko me jina, teri aashiko me marna. That once I have come in the company of the friends of Allah, then I have understood that where is the real enjoyment of life and where I will learn how to love and I will learn how to die. That place where I learn how to love and die, I want to be in that company. That is your true lovers. The people who got ishq, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Salman Abdul Hamid Salman Jazul Ali explained us, that even Shaitan, he had three aims, but the fourth aim he was missing. That's why he got mardood, that he was a great abid. He made so much ibadat, nobody could ever make ibadat like him. Not one hand span left on the earth that he never made sajda. And he was a big alim also. And he had so much knowledge, he even know the juz'iyat, even the finer points of the shariat of all the anbiya alayhi muslims. So he knew how to mislead and how to trick people. Very cunning. And he was even a very great arif. He even had great recognition of Allah. That he knew Allah doesn't get overtaken with emotions. Allah gets angry if you break the laws of Allah. But Allah doesn't get overtaken with emotions. We human beings, we get angry. In our anger, we do terrible things if we don't do our islah. Allah Rabbul Izzat doesn't get overtaken with emotions. So even at the time when Allah was extremely angry with him, using his logic and intelligence in the court of Allah, that's the height of stupidity and the height of disobedience. At that time when Allah said, إِنَّكَ الرَّجِيمُ, that you are mardood, you are rejected. At that time also he made dua to Allah. He knew at that time also Allah will accept my dua. But there also our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh, we have learned, and from our Dada Shaykh, that if Shaitan at that time he humbled himself or he had a Shaykh, then he should learn how to make the proper dua also. At that time, instead of saying unzur anzirni, that anzirni what a zabar, that oh Allah give me respite. Now I'm rejected, I can't be rejected alone. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, his whole progeny I must lead them astray. So Allah give me respite till the day of Qiyamah. Allah gave him respite, but not till the day of Qiyamah when Allah Ta'ala wants. Hazrat says, if he just had the company of a Shaykh, a Kamil, then he should learn, instead of saying anzirni, he should say unzur ilayya. That, oh Allah, I made a mistake, I'm a big sinner, but you look at me with kindness, just look at me with love. That is Allah. You can be in a big mess. Shaitan can mislead us, our nafs can mislead us, and you realize you're in filth and dirt. But just run away from there and say, Allah, please forgive me. And you make your matter with Allah and see Allah will take you out from the gutters and where Allah will raise you. That is why all the time our Dada Shaykhs, what a couplet striking, that eh zahid eh nada kusi kisi gunegar ko hakir mat samjho. That oh person who is still immature in his love with Allah, and you making lot of ibadat, but you don't want the company of the friends of Allah, so you don't know the real enjoyment of ibadat. So you making your ibadat and you think, hey, I'm a big abid, I'm making lot of ibadat. Somebody just walks in the masjid with no beard or some jeans and already we are passing in our mind big fatwas on that person. And we are looking at him with what eye, all our ibadat is down the drain. And if he came that moment with tawbah, and where is his position? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this reality. That if Shaitan only had ishq, the love of Allah, then ishq is that burning love, that there's no question. Deen may our Shaykh say so beautifully, agar magar bahut buri baat. That in deen to say ifs and buts is very, very bad. And agar magar ne shadi ki, to fir kya peda hua kaash ke. Agar got married to magar, that if got married to but, and what got born, I hope I would have done that. So this hope in deen, we have to follow what our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh teaches us and the friends of Allah. Then there won't be ifs and buts. But what's wrong if I wear this? But what's wrong if my kurta is not so long? What's wrong if I don't have a slit kurta? All these what's wrongs will just go away automatically. It was just your love. When you see your Shaykh, you'll be a die-hard lover. I just want to imitate him because I know he's following the silsila. And this is such a strong silsila of Allah. Without doubt, we can see that you can feel the current of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Hazrat give us, Allah ta'ala give us this reality. So beautifully, Hazrat has mentioned here, hey, isi tarah se mumkin, تیرے راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. This is the very first step when we come into this Mubarak gathering of learning about the love of Allah. What is the tasawwuf all about? No big what people try to fool us, all flying in the air and that. No. The tasawwuf is basic, somehow to start doing the simple aspects of deen. And deen is simple, but because we are living a unnatural life, we are following the lifestyle of the kuffar, we are following the lifestyle of fashion, so the natural life which is sunnah has become unnatural for us. So to bring the natural life back into our system, in the start it looks difficult, but once it comes in the system, Allahu Akbar. That one of the objects of tasawuf, umuri shar'iyya, umuri tab'iyya ban jaye. That the commands of Allah must be, it's just part of our life. So Allah just give me this reality and all of us. So Hazrat says that in this part of the love of Allah, only this way you'll able to tread and get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, tere raah se guzarna, O Allah, will only able to pass through this alley of the love of Allah. It's very enjoyable, but it's difficult also. In the start, love is painful. Although it's enjoyable, but it's painful. For your beloved, what pain? Your beloved tell you, wait for me 2 o'clock on certain place, and you don't even have a car, and it's raining and hailing, and people are tell you, must we take you home? You say, no, it's okay, I'm alright. You're not even telling them why. You say, but it's raining. You say, no, I got an important appointment. So for illicit love affairs, Allah save us, which is total destruction. For the love of Allah, the friends of Allah, when we hear, as our Hazrat taught us yesterday's majlis also, if we only learn how our Kabir spend the month of Ramadan Sharif, then we are dumbfounded at how they, at night they hardly slept, how little they had for iftar, for sehri, and during the day how much tilawat. And this is what was that's going through that love of Allah. In the beginning it's a bit difficult, but as you get that love of Allah, you just can't stop, and people are surprised. And now to get through here, kabhi dil par sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Sometimes you'll have to make sabar. That difficult conditions will come, you're feeling tired, etc. You just make sabr and you get up for your fajr. Sometimes you make shukr, Allah, you gave me the opportunity. I just woke up for tahajjud today, so you make shukr. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ina, ye teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya Rab, ye hai tere fazl karna. And what is the object and purpose? From the beginning already, Hazrat has taught us that whatever we do for the pleasure of Allah. Wa ridwanu min Allahi Akbar. To love for the pleasure of Allah, to die for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are all the crux of Quran Sharif and Hadith. That to be a real love of Allah, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. That to have that burning love for Allah. In a start, as our Hazrat explained, our Dada Shaykh says, that your love for Allah must be more than everything else. So in the start, even if your love for your family, your wife, all jais, love is there, but that should be for 49% and the love of Allah 51%. Then you pass. But as you carry on, you'll see it will grow and grow, and Allah's love will come 90-100%. And although you'll be doing for your family everything, but now you'll be doing it solely for Allah's pleasure. You'll enjoy it. Now it all will be written in the love of Allah. So to love for Allah's pleasure, to die for Allah's pleasure, and this is also Allahu Akbar. In the Quran Kareem, what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. That we realize whatever we do, ibadat is the highest thing. Everything for Allah, then our ordinary, the normal chores, our social life, our domestic life, all that we just have to be conscious. And as our Hazrat has taught us, just get up and make our niyat. Why am I loving again today? Why Allah gave me another life? Maqsood e man tu wa radai tu ma'rifat wa muhabbat khud beda. That, oh Allah, my object is only you. And what we say our object is Allah, but to please Allah. And Allah will only be pleased according to the model Allah has sent. That is the model of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we make this niyat, then Allah on His own will open the doors of ma'rifat, of recognition of Allah and the love of Allah. And then a person will realize, Meri abdiyat pe ya Rab, ye hai tera fazl karna. that now when a person realizes, I was away from Allah, you made tawbah, at-taibun al-abidun. Once you made tawbah, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi explains, he shares Bayan Mun Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullahi, that Allah in the praises of Sahaba said that the moment they made tawbah and Allah kept the door wide open, then the doors of Abdiyat opened to them, that I am the slave of Allah. I must love like a slave. And when you love like a slave, then you see Allah's fazl, Allah's kindness just descends on a person. The more you humble yourself in front of Allah, the more Allah just raises. And what position Sahaba went through. That Allah Ta'ala has made the criteria of Iman, Amanu kama amanu nas. And they are rijal, they were men. Yahi ya aashiko ka shewa, yahi ya aashiko ka aqiyadat, kabhi girya wa bukahe, kabhi aay sar bharna. And this is the nature and the way and the habit of the pious servants of Allah, that we all have to see that am I coming anywhere close through to what I think I'm fooling myself, I got love, I got ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but these are all to check that how far am I. Kabhi girya wa bukai, do I cry sometimes and think, ya Allah, how I pass my life from the time I came in the world, my school days, what terrible life I had. And many a times our Hazrat explained that even we go on the path, but we forget about making tawbah of our past, our school days, our young days, and we think, no, I'm moving ahead. No, we have to make tawbah for all what we remember, what we don't remember. Blanket amnesty, beg Allah. And so sometimes you're crying, and the Ahlullah, they cry out of love. They're making zikr, and you see the tears come down. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that drop of tear in the love of Allah, or in the fear of Allah, that will put off the fire of Jahannam. Kabhi aahe sar barna, sometimes you take a deep sigh of regret. Ah, oh Allah, like Hazrat Muhammad Sahib explained in our zikr, and Hazrat has taught us also recently, that if you just stretch the few letters, La ilaha in illallah, at the end, and take out everything and bring Allah in the heart. This will come with our tawbah in our kalima, inshallah. And then we'll see, yahi iski alamat, yahi iski zamanat. Kabhi zikr ho zubah se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. And what is the sign of the love of Allah? It's easy to claim to love the, or have the love of Allah, but what is the sign? Myself, I must check myself first of all, and we all should see. And this is not only the sign, Hazrat says, this is the guarantee from Allah Ta'ala. That when this is, kabhi zikr ho zubah se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. That sometimes on your tongue, you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, all the time that a person is engaged in the zikr of Allah, this is the sign of a love of Allah. You don't have to tell him to love his friend. All the time he is making zikr of Allah. But you, a human being, you can't be making zikr all the time. Sometimes you can't even, you get tired with your tongue. So Hazrat used to teach us that, or with your finger, write on your fingernails also the name of Allah. And sometimes, Allahu Akbar, in your heart, you're just making dua to Allah. And you see the Ahlullah, they're sitting quiet. They're not even lifting their hands. We think they're doing nothing. But where is their connection? What are they thinking of Allah? And thus, when a person makes zikr of Allah, then we will see ourselves that whatever condition comes, sometimes a critical moment comes and you say, I just got saved. At that time, what comes out from our heart? Does Allah's name come out? Or does some swearing word comes out? Or we are busy with some work and we can't get it done, and then we're swearing the tools and all that. So this is myself, I have to check how far am I. Then Hazrat explains, Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri rizq ka sahara, teri aashiko me jina, teri aashiko me marna. Where you will get this, now you will realize that my sum total of my life and my crux of my life, what is the crux of my life? Not a high position, not all the degrees, not my business, everything. That I must love amongst your lovers and die amongst your lovers. That this love of Allah must just increase all the time. And I must become a die-hard lover of Allah. And as we sit in a company, we realize we're far from the way. The love of Allah is something very high. But at least just to think and make dua, at least that Allah also understands. I also want this love. And Allah is so kind. You make dua, even a small child, Allah Ta'ala will grant you this out of His kindness. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashiko se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. Allah, what did we know? There's a thing like your love. And the way our Hazrat explains it so beautifully, also out of Hazrat Tawazu, but reality, that Hazrat and they were in the company of Buzrugs from when? And in deen all the time. But the special burning love of Allah, Hazrat said, when Hazrat Hakim Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, came to our shores and explained about the love of Allah, then Hazrat, and then we learn from our Honorable Hazrat that there's a thing like the love of Allah. And then like Hazrat, as you used to explain, that you don't make ibadat, you don't practice on deen like the banyas. That you see, you calculate where you will get the most return. Oh, this is faras, this is wajib, this is sunnat. No, when you are lover, you just want to please Allah. Then your abu'abi and all that just comes in place. So then you realize that there's the main important aspect of life is to gain this love of Allah, and where we will get this. We learn it from your friends who got this love of Allah, that we have to die at your threshold. We have to give you our life for that. Shaitan, and we must not think, as Hazrat explained, that you become a lover of Allah, the test becomes more harder. Shaitan comes with very cunning tests. According to, if you are mufti, he'll come with that kind of test to you. So Shaitan comes with all those tests. But the friends of Allah, they just burn all their desires away. And as Hazrat has explained, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullahi said, the easy way to get to Allah, that all that, just put the fire of the love of Allah in your heart, and all that desires will burn away. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that we have come here to learn this love of Allah, and be crying and begging Allah Ta'ala for this. Ye teri inayat hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa, meri jaan na tawa ka, teri gham pe sabr karna. Then you will see yourself, when you got this desire and you come with proper shauk, Allah Ta'ala then, Hazrat says, that this favors that, oh Allah, you granting me tawfiq to make zikr, you granting me tawfiq to stay away from sins, etc. This is ye teri madad ka sadqa. It's not my ability. Where I can stay away from sin? My desires are so cunning. Wama ubarri nafsi. Where can I do any ibadat? I'm such a weakling. It is only your sadqa of your help upon us. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. When you realize you're the slave of Allah, then you'll be just begging your master for help all the time. And when you beg your master, Hazrat says, Meri jaan na tawaka, tere gham pe sabr. My weak self, and I'm making sabr to make ibadat. I'm making sabr to stay away from sin. This is only your kindness, Allah. Agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ki to kabil hi nahi. Allah loves us, it's Allah's favor. Ye teri, otherwise, like myself, you're ignorant and still immature. You just come few madrasas and you think I'm a lover of Allah. And you claiming, yeah, the friends of Allah teach us, as you come to know, just get an inkling of the love of Allah, you realize I'm a slave, and a slave got nothing of his own accord. It's only Allah's help, Allah's kindness. Ye teri atahi ya Rab, ye tera jazb pinha, mere lalai nadamat tere sang dar pe karna, and karna. And further, Hazrat, it makes us understand and realize that whatever we do, ma asabaka min hasanatin famin, it's only Allah's special gift. It's a atah, it's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala explains, when the people, inna lil muttaqina mafazan hadaika wa anaba wa kawaiba taraba wa kasan lihaqa, la yasmawna fiha lagwa wa la kizaba, jaza'an min rabbika ata'an hisaba. And the people, the muttaqeen, when they enter Jannat and all that ni'mat, it is, Allah Ta'ala says, that like Hazrat explains, when we learn from our elders, that you do little good, and you say, Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq. Then Allah is so kind, Allah says, but my banda, you did the effort, so I'm rewarding you. But if we don't learn from the elders, we just make little ibadat, two rakat, then we say, Allah, now I made tahajjud, now give me this, now give me that. What we deserve, Allah will say, my banda, who gave you life in the first place? Who gave you all these gifts and this tawfiq? So when you say, Allah, you gave me tawfiq, then Allah says, I'm rewarding you. But in reality, ata'an hisaba. This is a gift from Allah which you can't make hisab of. It's impossible. There's no time to explain, but so Hazrat says, when a person realizes it is the special favor of Allah, and this is just be pinha, that the more you got desire for the love of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will pull you with a very strong magnet. And we have to make dua for Allah Ta'ala. Allah, Allah yajtabi may yasha. Our Dada Shaykh used to say so beautifully, may yasha. Whoever has got this desire to get the love of Allah, then Allah will make you jazb. Allah will just pull you. Every majlis you'll see your love for Allah, you just want to increase. And then you'll see when you get this, then how to get this jazb and how to get the special favors of Allah. Meri nala nana ya nadamat, let my tears of regret, ya Allah. And the friends of Allah, the more they get closer to Allah, their tears of regret is, Allah, where is your purity? Where is your position? And where am I still? I'm still far. Although they are so far in the love of Allah, yet they feel we are very far behind. And that is why Hazrat Nabi Kareem used to say, I make tawbah istighfar more than 100 times a day. What was that? To get the higher position and the closeness of Allah. And me, a useless person, me, our gunas are just filled, tons and drowning in the oceans of guna. So Allah gives tawfiq to make tawbah. It is a special favor of Allah. That tere sange dar pe karna, that oh Allah, we bow at your threshold and we cry and we realize whatever wrong goes in my life, it's my sin. Instead of just passing the buck and blaming this one and that one. And then you further, you carry on in the path of Allah, and this is the sign that love is growing. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi meri talafi, tere rahmaton ka sadqa, mere jurm ka afwa, mere jurm afwa karna. That now you realize every day I must cry on all my sins, ya Allah. And yet this is the only way to get my recompensation. There's no other way. Without crying and begging for forgiveness all the time, every day. And this is also the special sadqa of the rahmat of Allah. Allah's special favors of His mercy will start pouring upon you when you make tawbah. That mera jurm afwa karna. And this is what our elders teach us. That our Dada Shaykh and Hazrat has taught us, when you get up in the morning, then make the shukr to Allah. That ya sattarul uyub, oh Allah, you covered my faults. And why? Because you ghaffaru zunub, I know you want to forgive me, oh Allah. So have positiveness with Allah. That Allah, you will forgive me, I know you will forgive me. But not boldness. So Hazrat is saying that this is your special sadqa of your rahmat. Mere jurma afwa, that you are forgiving my sins. I don't deserve it, oh Allah. You send mercy upon me and you still forgive me sins. And you give me tawfiq to make tawbah, etc. Teri shani jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai. Mere jaan wa dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. Then as a person progresses and he realizes that you enjoy making ibadat, making tawbah, this is the special shan, the special honor and splendor of Allah's magnet. How Allah pulls a person more and more. That ye tera banda parwari hai. That a person realizes more and more, I'm the slave of Allah. And I am ordinary servant and useless servant of Allah. Mere jaan wa dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. All the time I must just give my life, everything to you, O Allah. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse a gaya hai jeena, usse a gaya hai marna. Then Hazrat gives the essence, and as our Shaykh explained, that where we will get this. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat. Those who got hearts in their company, which Hazrat himself says, I got it from here. So there, and what you will get, how to learn to love and how to die for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala Ali wa sahabi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fazkuruni adkurkum ana jalisu man zakarani. Dil mera ho jayik midani hu. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaya bogil, dardi dil ho, dardi dil ho, dardi dil. Ghay se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekho jidar. La ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلهي أطا وزر درب دل كمرتعي بدرب مار تيرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں یہ دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہو طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر لے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نارا مستانا خوش مآيدا تا أبد جانا تنيمي بايدا الله جل جلاله وتعالى شانه الله 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 أعراج ذا سما حمدا نبود راز را غير خدا محرم نبود الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جان ہے الله 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی الله 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 سینکرو تو کرے گا جنت ہی ایک ناہل ان میں بھی ہو سہی الله 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 الله
الله الله جل جلاله متعاله متعاله متعال شانه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. اللهم اصحح قلوبنا من النفاق، وعمالنا من الرياء، ولسنتنا من الكذب، وعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة العين ما تخفي الصدور. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك، لم تملكنا منها شيئا، وإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا وهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا فترفة عين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت ولي مولاها. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقا وجلة، سرا وعلانية، صغيرا كان أو كبيرا، عمدا كان أو ناسيا. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا، واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا، واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أكررت أعين على الدنيا من دنياهم فأكرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا افتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك.